This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Some changes are coming in the housing industry. Earlier this month, the FHA, Federal Housing Administration, told lenders it will start flagging more loans as high risk, creating additional steps for some borrowers seeking FHA-insured loans. It's a bit of a reversal for the agency. About 3 years ago, the FHA actually loosened its standards for home loans. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
In 2016, the FHA made it easier for people with low credit scores and higher debt to get a mortgage. And since then, the agency has seen more of those borrowers taking out home loans. FHA Chief Risk Officer Keith Becker says there's been a downside to that.
It seems to be concentrating our credit risk in the lower credit portion of the mortgage market. But at some point, that will begin to result in higher incidences of default and higher claims being paid.
And Becker says when the FHA has to step in for a homeowner who can't pay, the agency's reserves dwindle. The FHA says its new higher standards will apply to 40 to 50,000 loans every year. Michelle Dickerson is a law professor at UT Austin who specializes in housing issues.
So the premise is a very good one. I mean, you should never approve loans for people that can't afford to actually repay the loan.
But it means that some prospective first-time buyers could be shut out of the housing market. And if you're a borrower looking for an FHA-backed loan, you're going to have to go through a longer, more cumbersome application to prove you can afford to pay. Edward Pinto with the American Enterprise Institute says that's not necessarily a bad thing.
The people who end up maybe not getting the house because they don't qualify may actually, FHA may be doing them a favor.
Because, he says, it'll save them from ruinous debt. In a statement, Quicken Loans, one of the biggest FHA lenders, says it doesn't expect tougher FHA standards to significantly affect its business. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.